Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate it. Please follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Just type in The Union Edge. Do me a favor. Go to our website, www.theunionedge.com, and download the free app for your iPhone or your Android. You can listen to this program live anywhere in the world. You can listen to this program's podcasts. And you can, you know, do all kinds of other wonderful things. It's a really neat app. In the meantime, right now we're talking with our friends down in Kentucky with UFCW. And we're talking about the UFCW Gold Internship Program. Ms. Lally, welcome to the Union Edge.
Hi, Charles. How are you?
Very good. Thank you very much. First of all, tell us a little bit about the UFCW Gold Internship Program and how you are training young and future leaders for the union.
Sure. You know, I think it's really a hot topic in the movement right now, developing young activists. And the UFCW tried to think a little bit outside the box. A lot of unions are doing a lot of really great work. Identifying young people in their union to be future leaders and training them, we took the approach of an internship program.
Uh-huh.
So we have young men and women who are from all over the country that we bring together for a week, and we talk about how the labor movement and the social justice movement work hand in hand. And then after that week of training and education, our gold interns are sent all over the country to complete action projects. And as a lot of people know, here in Kentucky, we are ground zero for the county ordinances dealing with right to work.
Right.
So we have four interns, gold interns, here in Kentucky who are from all over the country, and they are working on putting on a town hall meeting, which is going to be this Thursday evening at 6 p.m. at our union hall. For those of you who are local here in Louisville, that's 3330 Pinecroft Drive. We'd love to see you out to address the issue of right to work with union members and our community allies. So they've been doing an excellent job, and we're really excited to have them here.
And it's a wonderful thing all the way around. My hat's off to everybody involved. Let's start off with our friends from Santa Monica, California, UFCW 1442, Adrian Alvarez. Tell us a little bit, number one, about your local, what you guys do, and how you got involved with this.
Hello, Charles. Well, my name is Adrian Alvarez, like you said, and my union rep actually mentioned this UFC Gold internship, and it was my first time actually learning and participating in anything with the union, and that's how I got involved.
Well, fantastic. And Adrian, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
First time involved with the union?
Yes, and it's been great. I've met a lot of great people and visited new places, and it's been quite an experience so far.
A young person under 30?
No, I'm actually 43.
No, you sound like a young guy.
I'm on the older side of the group.
I understand that. I get that. I'm usually the old guy in the room.
Right.
And then we move on to Henry. Henry Lima, UFCW 770 out of Hollywood, California. Henry, what do you do? How did you get involved?
Well, I actually came from a grocery store called Food for Less in Southern California. And soon enough, I got involved with my local and just, you know, reached out to my union rep, and she saw something in me, and I really appreciated that. Shout out to Dina Weston out at in 770. And, you know, I really appreciate the opportunity she gave me because I'm having a blast doing what I do and representing and working hard in the labor movement, representing all of our workers across the U.S., and doing what we do best, which is, you know, defend their rights and their dignity.
Absolutely. And Cody Lee, UFCW 1000 out of Oklahoma, talk to us about what you do.
I'm also from a grocery store like Henry is in Oklahoma. It's a grocery store chain called Homeland. And as Adrian said, this is my first time being active with my local union as well. But overall, it's been, you know, a life-changing experience so far. And it's not even over yet. You know, there's just so much to learn and so much to do, and just can't wait to go back and actually start.
There you go. Now, of course, we've got a friend from UFCW Local 23 here in the Pittsburgh area, Will Young. Will, talk to us about your experience with the program so far.
I got involved through my union's Facebook page, actually. We have a private Facebook group where we talk union shop a lot and get involved and keep in touch with each other. And, you know, I wasn't quite sure getting into it what I was getting into, but I knew that it was an experience that I couldn't miss, and I wanted to be involved with the union, and really glad that I did get involved. I certainly look forward to bringing it back home. We've spent a lot of time on the ground talking to members, which is, you know, really what the union is all about, getting out there and all those one-to-one interactions, and that's one of my favorite things to do just in general. So that's been really eye-opening and a lot of fun.
And Will, I'm going to pick on you a little bit because you're a Pittsburgher and part of UFCW Local 23, which is the UFCW here, one of the UFCW locals here in the Pittsburgh area, where our studio is. Well, you know, getting involved with the union, it may or may not be your first time in a union, working with the union, being an activist. But it's important that we get younger people, maybe not so much younger, but more people involved, young people involved in the union. Do you foresee this as a good way, this internship program, to get young people involved with the union and get them to become activists?
I expected to be picked on just because I was from Pittsburgh. So, you know, I came prepared with pages and pages of talking points. Absolutely kidding. Yeah, it's an incredible program to get young people involved. We had the opportunity to speak with Mark Perrone last week about the program a little bit, and we're collectively really excited that he decided to continue it with his term as president, because it you know, might not have been continued, but it's certainly an amazing program to get people involved, especially young people, because UFCW actually is majorly actually young people as well. And obviously the future of our country as well is young people.
Right. You know, and my hat's off, one of the reasons why my hat's off to UFCW Local 23 is because I, you know, Giant Eagle here in the greater Pittsburgh area, in the Market District up in Robinson, and anybody in the area knows it, is unionized, and you guys do a great job, and my hat's off to you. But I got to tell you, Will, I don't know where you work at, but every time I go in there and I see a young cashier, a teenager, wearing a UFCW Local 23 button, and they know what their union's there for and what's appropriate to ask from the union and what's not appropriate to ask from the union, it's a wonderful thing. And so where do you work at, Will?
I actually work at that Robinson Market District. See, right there on the front end.
I'm batting 1,000, and you got a lot of great people there, and that involvement is so vitally important. You know, look, I'm an old guy. I've been there, I've done that, and I'm always here to help out, but I can't do it for you, and you guys are getting it done, so my hat's off to you. I'm going to toss this out there to all of you. Folks, I believe that involvement of young people, bringing them into the ranks, training them, finding a mentor for them is so very much important. But the number one thing on how do we do this, and I'm going to ask all four of you. Adrian, what's the number one thing on how we get that done?
I think talking to all the members, like Will was saying, we've been to a lot of the Kroger stores here in Louisville, and just informing them what's going on with the union and all the issues that are happening all around the country.
Henry, your thoughts?
I'm going to piggyback on that and also add that we have to get our youth workers involved, you know, whether in the store or in the communities, because they are the future. They are the voice of tomorrow and the future leaders at the local as well, and those that are stepping up to the challenge at store levels.
There you go. Cody, your thoughts?
I think it's really hard to get the youth involved, but it's actually very easy whenever you step back and look at it from their perspective. You kind of look at it as, you know, how this benefits for them and how it's going to benefit for everybody in the future. And I think that's basically the easiest way to convince younger workers to be involved with the union.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Guys, I want to thank you very much for being with us today. Will, when you get back, give me a phone call. I want to send out a bunch of T-shirts and bumper stickers for you guys, okay?
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. In the meantime, guys, we're going to get going, but thank you very much. We appreciate all your efforts, and good luck. God bless, and let us know what we can do to help. In the meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.
By a one-vote margin, the U.S. Senate passed fast-track authority to expedite passage of the disastrous Trans-Pacific Partnership deal, which will export beaucoup more of our country's middle-class jobs. That's the kind of pro-corporate stupidity the Republican Congress specializes in these days. But wait, the key votes for the fast-track came from a baker's dozen of Senate Democrats. Fast-track is a railroad job to enthrone global corporate power over us. It will allow the Obama administration to send the massive 12-country trade scam to Congress for an up or down vote with little debate and no amendments allowed. Details of this thing are being negotiated in strict secrecy between top government officials and top executives of some 500 global corporations. Workers, consumers, and all the rest of us are shut out. The majority of Americans oppose this giveaway, so what's with the 13 turncoat Democrats? Not to worry, they say. Trade benefits everyone. Do they think we have sucker wrappers around our heads? Americans know that these trade schemes make the super rich richer, while the incomes of practically everyone else go south. There's still a chance to defeat the TPP because a gritty, well-organized populist coalition is rallying grassroots opposition to reject this raw deal. To join the fight, go to citizen.org/trade. This is Jim Hightower saying, and don't forget the 13 Democratic sellouts. If any one of them had stood with the people on the fast-track vote, we would have already derailed TPP. The 13 senators who said nuts to you are Michael Bennett, Maria Cantwell, Tom Carper, Chris Coons, Dianne Feinstein, Heidi Heitkamp, Tim Kaine, Claire McCaskill, Patty Murray, Bill Nelson, Gene Shaheen, Mark Warner, and Ron Wyden.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit hightowerlowdown.org.
If you or a loved one has served in America's armed forces, here's a great way to show your pride as a veteran and to help a veteran at the same time. Introducing the Rags of Honor Military T-Shirt Collection, an impressive collection of shirts for both men and women featuring exclusive designs for each branch of our armed forces. You'll love the way these shirts look and feel, and you can wear them with pride. Check out our entire collection today at ragsofhonor.us. That's ragsofhonor.us. They had our backs. Let's keep the shirt on theirs. Ragsofhonor.us.
Hey, it's me, your piggy bank. Remember when you were a little kid? All the dimes and quarters in my back? Yeah, that was good times. Good times. Now, lately, I gotta be honest, you've been ignoring me. Money's been slipping through your hands like a greased pig. Get it? Because I'm a... Anyway, I know how it is. Now that you get a real paycheck, it's nice to have stuff. You'll start saving money next year. Well, I hate to tell you, but good saving habits start now. Put just 20 bucks in the bank a month. Make your own coffee at home instead of that latte every morning. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Those changes alone could save you thousands of dollars a year. Come on, I'm your piggy bank. We can be together again, me and you, the special times. Anyway, if you don't want me to cry anymore, feed me. Go to feedthepig.org for more ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us for the afternoon, that's for sure. Joining us now from Kentuckiana and UFCW down there, we've got Caitlin Lally. Caitlin, welcome back.
Thanks, Charles. We're so glad to be here.
Always a pleasure. And joining us also, and I'm just going to run through the names, we've got Adrian, Henry, Cody, and Will, all members of UFCW from across the country. They are down in Kentuckiana with the UFCW Gold Internship Program. It is a wonderful thing all the way around. Caitlin, you have an event coming up here on Thursday, correct?
We do. Part of the project that our gold interns have been working on is to mobilize union members and the community to attend a town hall meeting that will be about right to work. We have a panel of speakers from different cross sections of the community because what we're finding, and guys, you know, it helped me out here, is what we're finding is a lot of people just don't know what right to work is.
Right. And a near and dear friend of mine, Bill Londrigan, president of the Kentucky AFL-CIO, has been working very hard to beat back this carpetbagger attack on working Kentuckians. And he has been very, very successful at it. These people came into the state and figured that they were going to just run roughshod over the state and put right to work in place illegally. And Bill and the men and women of the AFL-CIO and other unions have been very, very successful in educating the public and beating this one back. Out of 120 counties, the opposition was only able to convince 10 counties to get on board with this foolish and costly endeavor.
Right, and 9 local unions have filed a lawsuit to stop these illegal efforts, and that court hearing is August the 4th. So our town hall meeting is in advance of that court hearing to really draw attention to the issue and unite the community, union and non-union workers.
Absolutely. And you know, Caitlin, the thing I know about it, and I'm sure that everybody in the room knows about it, is when you have the conversation and you explain right to work does not mean what it sounds, okay? It means right to work for less. You don't have a right to work. It doesn't guarantee you a job. What it does guarantee you is less cops, less firemen, less paramedics. It means more potholes. It means more kids per classroom. And it means less infrastructure being repaired. It's a bad thing all the way around.
Yeah, and not only that, but workers in states that have right to work laws make on average over $5,000 less per year. They're less likely to have any kind of health insurance or retirement security. And the workplace death rate is 54% higher. Hardworking men and women deserve to return to their families alive and in one piece at the end of the workday.
Absolutely. And I mean, I'm opening it up for the four guys. Have any of you had somebody say, no, I want less in my paycheck because I don't like unions? Anybody get that one?
Cody here from UFCW Local 1000. Haven't had that response yet, but I have had many people say that, yeah, I definitely support right to work. I think it's a great idea. And then I actually explain to them what it means, and they're like, oh, my God, that's horrible.
Yeah, you know, that's like walking up to girls on a college campus and say, do you believe in women's suffrage? You know, I mean, you know, that's what we're talking about here, folks. Give it a second. Let it sink in. It means you want less in your paycheck. You want less benefits. You want more kids in your kids' classroom. That's what it means. It does, you know, and people say, well, where does that extra money go? It goes in your boss's pocket. Where do you think it goes? You know, and to top it off, the deal is, in especially in Kentucky, the people pushing this are from Florida. They're in cahoots with people in Michigan and Pennsylvania and some other places, and it's being pushed for and paid for by the Koch brothers. What the heck do the Koch brothers care whether or not you have a decent job and a fair day's pay for a fair day's work, or if you're working like a knucklehead for half a day's pay? I mean, you know, I don't get it. But, Cody, I'm glad that you're having that conversation with people. Anybody else get some good ones?
Well, similar to what Cody said, this is Henry from Local 770 in California. 9 times out of 10, when we do talk to our members at the stores, you know, they will say that, you know, at first, oh, right to work sounds great. you know, why not? We have the right to work. And I tell him, well, if you only knew that it was a misconstrued idea that's been, you know, deceitfully sugarcoated, so everyone would think that it's a great thing, but it's not. And so once we elaborate on the issue, they give us this face like, oh my God, I can't believe it. Like, this whole time, I thought right to work was great. Not to mention the fact that a lot of our members came from Indiana, not even knowing about it.
I think some of the most interesting conversations, this is Will from Local 23 there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, have come from the folks who are not fans of unions but still understand the concept and realize that it's not something good for them as a worker. And those conversations have been really enlightening in terms of their thoughts about it. And then, you know, they kind of come back 180 degrees and think about, well, you know, I want this choice, but this doesn't make sense for me as a worker or anyone that I work with, regardless of what I feel about unions.
Right. And, you know, one of the other things that you'll often hear is you'll hear people say, well, yeah, I don't want to have to pay my employees too much money. Okay, if you don't want to pay your employees too much money and every other boss in the neighborhood doesn't want to pay their employees too much money, who's going to buy your products, goods, and services?
As a union, you know, we raise wages through collective bargaining, which right to work weakens. And we also raise wages through efforts to increase the minimum wage. Louisville actually just implemented our increase in the minimum wage on July 1st. But, you know, it's just, it makes sense. You don't have to be an economist to know that if you put money in the pockets of hardworking men and women, they will spend it at your local grocery store, at your local, you know, name the business. They will spend money, and that stimulates the economy.
You know what else I often tell people, and it's very important, I'm going to leave you guys with this. In the United States, every year, there is $19 billion of wage theft that goes on in non-union work sites. $19 billion a year of wage theft in non-union work sites. It's not employees stealing from the boss or the company. It's the boss stealing from the employees. The best way to beat wage theft is join a union. Caitlin, we're getting ready to go. Any final words for us today?
We just hope to see everybody out to our town hall meeting. Again, that's Thursday night this week at 6 p.m. at the UFCW Union Hall on 3330 Pinecroft Drive in Louisville. Please come out and join us.
There you go. And Caitlin, don't forget, stick around while we transition into the break. In the meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.